Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of St. Joachim and Ann Parish, which serves the communities of Elizabeth, Forward, Glassport, Portview, Lincoln, and Liberty Boroughs. Summer break for our schools is in full swing, but the learning never stops, and it's been another great year and exciting school projects and programs, and today we're featuring one that's a little bit different. We're going outside and we're thinking outside the box. You can say that it truly has the fruit of the Spirit, and we're talking about environmental education, a gardening club, tadpoles, chickens, vegetables, and hands-on learning with a great meeting. And before we get started, I want to give a big thanks to our sponsors of Catholic Education Plus, Sam and Judy Spanos, and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. And we're featuring Butler Catholic School in Butler. I want to welcome in studio this morning John Hazer. John is the principal at Butler Catholic, and Ray Lynn Harris, the master gardener who runs the school's garden club. So John and Raylan, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Great to have you both here. And we're now on summer break, John, and school has officially ended, graduation. So, but I'm sure the learning never stops even while we're on summer break. So I want to ask you, John, start us off. How did this innovative program begin, and tell us how it's bloomed, if you don't mind, about
that? Absolutely. So this program started 6 years ago with two raised garden beds and began as an attempt to take advantage of proven positive benefits of taking children outdoors. The children and the students are in a relaxed, open, and learning in a different manner than the normal traditional classroom. And through this, their learning experience, is much different. So we decided to take advantage of this opportunity and couple it with the many facets of the gardening process, the life lessons in learning to do so. And this opens the students' minds in a natural way. In hopes of successfully attaining the ultimate goal of developing a well-rounded person. And nature is God's gift. And so what better way for our students to grow than being connected with nature? We're looking forward to, you know, keeping the program going with expanding it. We have 14 raised beds currently now at this point after 6 years, and with the hopes of increasing that number. We have a geodesic greenhouse that is in its second year at Butler Catholic, and also a chicken coop, which the kids absolutely love.
A little bit of everything, even the chickens. So that is fantastic. You don't really hear too many elementary schools that have a full garden and a chicken coop on campus. That's just fantastic.
It's a very unique thing to have.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And I know Doug Oster is our master gardener here on KDK Radio, so we're really forming new future Doug Osters, if you will. I want to bring Raylan in, the master gardener at Butler Catholic. Raylan, this is like a true labor of love. Tell us about your background, and how did this ever happen to you to be here at Butler Catholic?
So awesome. I have a K-12 background. I worked for many years in actually Baltimore City Public Schools, and it's always been a priority for me to get students outside. Down there, we did it through grants. You know, I sent 6,000 kids out to National Park Service sites. Like, it's just always been a priority for me.
Wow.
And so when I moved back to Western Pennsylvania, I started getting more into gardening. I had more room, you know, all these things. And I became a master gardener through Penn State. And that's how I started volunteering at Butler Catholic. So for 2 years, I did that. And then when John came aboard, it was like, hey, there's all this untapped potential in this amazing space that you have in the back. And he agreed. And he's like, hey, why don't you come and tap that potential? So that's literally how it happened.
You literally expanded it, too. So plenty of room to grow, so to speak, huh?
Yeah.
So the garden projects really involved not only the plants and vegetables, but chickens and frogs, flowers and fruits. It's like a kid's dream come true. What's this like for you, Raylan, to be able to teach these kids about this? It sounds like a fun job.
And I'll tell you, the word that comes to my head, my mind, my head, my heart is joy. It is just we feel joy. I love seeing the children. The children love coming to the garden, and it extends beyond our time together, because it's amazing when you come into my room They're little treasures that the students leave me everywhere. So there are rocks that they think are cool. There are sticks. There are books that they found for me that they want me to read. And I mean, you know, when someone like gives you a card or sends you something and they're like, I just thought of you. Like, I wanted to give you this and I just thought of you. Like, my room is just filled with things that the kids thought of outside of our time together and have brought in. So joy. It's joy. And it's joy that extends beyond even our time in the classroom together.
Joan, as principal, you're obviously the leader of the school. What are you hearing from not just the students, but the parents to provide this wonderful educational program to Butler Catholic?
They are extremely, extremely supportive of this entire program. We have received a lot of great feedback. They love the fact that this is something that we offer in addition to the normal curriculum, the science curriculum and STEM and everything, all the normal components of a Catholic education that we incorporate. But this addition to that, it's just another facet, and it's a way that we can expand the kids' their mindset and their way of thinking.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Now, Butler Catholic is in the city of Butler, but obviously it's the only Catholic school in that geographical area. So you take not just the city of Butler, but beyond that. And if you go outside of the Route 8 corridor, very rural. So a lot of your families are into agriculture and farming. So obviously this is enhancing what they go back home to. Would you agree, Raylan?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually just had a parent show me for Mother's Day, her family installed a garden for her, raised beds. And she goes, I bet you're going to get this a lot, where the kids come home and they want to start a garden at home. So they had built it for her, and it was something that the family was now going to do together.
That is great. So we have math and science, botany, farming, agriculture, friendship, and faith. You kind of mix that all together, so to speak. And I want to make a confession. I don't really have a green thumb. My dad does, but I don't have that gift. But what are some the things that you've heard this past year with our school students? I'll bring Raylan back in. What are you hearing from your kids on learning about not just planting a seed and watching it grow, but other enhancements? What are some of the comments you're hearing from your students this past year?
Yeah, I think they're really comfortable in the setting where it's non-traditional classroom. So, you know, say like the garden education gives hands-on learning, you know, so rather than the conceptualization, it puts everything they've learned in the classroom kind of into context. So for example, we measure spacing for when we plant plants. So, you know, in the classroom, you might measure a line on a piece of paper and then you record what that measurement is. But out in the garden, if you put your tomatoes too close together, if you put certain plants too close together, that's really going to impact the outcome of what your crop does, right? So when they're measuring to put those plants in the ground, it has direct meaning, and it has direct meaning to an outcome. So they really, like, they thrive. It makes them happy.
And then what about the chickens?
Oh my gosh. So, okay. The chickens are a very huge draw for the children.
It's like little pets. Do they name them?
They name them and they rename them.
Oh boy.
This is like a whole situation because I have had people who are like, well, I didn't think that one. I'm like, look, I call the chickens by their birth names because I can't keep up with the number of times that the children change the names of the chickens. So, but the chickens are a huge draw. The kids love them. They love looking for eggs, which by the way, always end up on our salad bar. We hard boil them. The kids get to eat them.
So
yeah, 100%.
The cafeteria?
Right back to the kid. Yep. Okay. Right back to the school.
Farm to table.
Yeah.
Literally.
Oh, literally. Yeah. Wow. And everything that we grow comes back in. I mean, I had kindergartners who wanted to eat radishes, guys. Radishes.
Wow.
Like they,
wow,
they were so proud because they picked them that morning and they came in and it was just cool. That was cool.
Do you grow Brussels sprouts?
We do.
Yeah. That's a big thing too. Not too many kids like Brussels sprouts too. So nutritionists must really love Butler Catholic, teaching the kids how to eat healthy too.
Yeah.
I like that farm to table. It's so whatever you grow goes back into the cafeteria.
We put it right back into the cafeteria for the kids, for the students. Fresh. I mean, they see where it's coming from, and that's huge.
So is this garden class year-round? It's not just like in the spring or fall. It's in the wintertime too. How do you
Oh, absolutely.
Balance that with.
Well, we do all kinds of writing and we do and art. Like one of the things that we did in the wintertime is we studied birds of winter. So we drew and made books and it was so cute. I had a kindergartner come up to me the other day and she goes, Miss Ray, I saw a northern cardinal. And I was like, wow. Did you? You know, and so we learned about, and then we listened to the call sounds of the bird. And they're like, I hear that in my yard. I'm like, I know. So the program really makes them aware of the world around them, mm-hmm. you know, in a non-digital way. Even like it's just awareness of like what's going on in the world around them. And so, yeah, plenty of things to do in the wintertime. We write. We take place in the National Writing Projects write out with the National Park Service. So we use prompts from them. And for 2 weeks, we write to these prompts. It's a national thing. The kids love it. So
they must. So instead of looking forward to gym class, they like to go to the garden class.
Well,
huh?
I will mm-hmm. tell you, and sorry, Coach Sky, mm-hmm. but I will tell you that I have been told now that I'm a favorite class, and they're like, oh my gosh, that used to only be Coach Sky's department. But and Miss Hannah gets shouts too. But the people were like, oh, Jim used to be absolutely 100%.
You got them now, yeah. So because they get outside that classroom.
Yep.
That's
yeah.
great. Well, we have lots more to talk about. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of St. Joachim and Anne Parish. And this morning we are featuring Butler Catholic School in Butler. And we have John Hazer, who is the principal, and Raylan Harrison, who is our master gardener. And they're this wonderful gardening program that they have at Butler Catholic. And we've covered a lot of ground already with this innovative educational faith-building learning experience with the garden at the school. But on the basic level, how amazing it is to teach the kids where the food actually comes from, and it doesn't show up on the grocery store shelves and comes in a box. So, Raylan, how do you teach your children about this is like a farm to table, what we were talking about in the first segment?
Yeah, I love this question. Thank you for it. That was actually one of the lessons we worked on was where does my food come from? So we had started by drawing everything that we had eaten during the day and then deciding whether that was a plant or an animal. Okay. Mm. We ran into a little snag with chocolate milk because we thought it came from a cow fully, but we got over that little hump. We figured it out. But then we went up to the greenhouse and we pulled carrots out of the greenhouse. Mm. And I don't spray anything on anything, so they can just eat stuff right out of the garden. So we hosed them off and ate them. And, you know, I had a little one who's like, oh, I don't like carrots. I'm like, that's okay. You don't have to like carrots. And I should note, like with the older kids, we talked about like, what did it take to come up to the greenhouse to get this carrot? Well, we just came on our feet. How do things get to the grocery store? So we talked about like seasonality and how far things have to travel to get to the grocery stores. Like we did that with the older kids. The younger ones, we went up and grabbed carrots. I don't know if I like carrots, Miss Ray. That's okay. You don't have to try it. That's fine. But then he saw everyone grabbing carrots, washing them off, chomping on them. And he's like, well, maybe I'll try a carrot. Okay, you can try a carrot. And I'll never forget, he took a bite. He goes, Miss Ray, it tastes. Because it had flavor. Because a lot of times the carrots you get in the supermarket are super watery, but the ones you grow at home are so full of flavor. And they're a darker color. They're a darker, richer color. But so to this first grader, he was like, it tastes. Like, this has taste. And for him to be able to articulate that, you know. And then, of course, as we're going back down to the classroom, they're like, can we pull carrots next week? Like, can we do that? And I was like, well, you know, we'll see. And I had another one who was sly. And she's like, well, what if we, you know, we talked about where food comes from. What if next week we did where our desserts come from?
Oh, geez. That's awesome.
But, wow. You know, we were near Easter, so we actually did. We went back to the chocolate milk problem and talked about where chocolate came from. Surprise, plants. Shocker, it comes from plants, right? You know, so the chocolate does. And then we had chocolate pudding and made homemade whipped cream in the class. And we got to, so we did. We got to talk about dessert, and then we got to have dessert in class.
So you can't forget dessert.
No.
So dessert's always on somebody's mind. Now, we're right smack back in June right now, so school has officially ended, graduation, and the kids aren't physically on campus, but I'm sure the garden continues to grow, so I guess you're not in the classroom, but I'm sure you're outside tending to the garden, right?
Oh, very busy, okay. Yeah. As any gardener,
so you don't really have much summer break,
busy,
right?
Very yeah. busy time of the year. Luckily, and luckily with me being there year round now, there is someone to tend it. So we've been able to kind of expand it and do these cool things with it. Because in the past it was, and parents still help, right? Of course, and kids still come and help. But it was solely devoted to volunteers before, right? It kind of in the summertime, but now I'm there. So it gets tended and loved, you know, on a very regular basis now. So
where is the garden actually located?
Yeah, we have it's about a half acre plot behind the school. It's fenced in, which is awesome. So when I have kids up there, you know, we feel safe and protected and just kind of in our own plot. It is on a hill, but that's fine. Hills are really good for gross motor skills, so we're fine. But that is also why we have things in raised beds, because it was like a rock quarry situation back there. So we do have raised beds back there. But yeah, right behind the school.
And there's flowers, chickens, and tadpoles.
Oh, yeah.
So where are they all? Is it all located in one area?
Yeah, in my room. We call my room the bloom room.
Bloom.
The tadpoles were hysterical. This was the first time I've ever done tadpoles. And the kids, literally, we had a blob of eggs at the beginning. That were very successful. So we ended up with 300. I mean, it was the craziest, but the kids would come in every single day. They wanted to come in every day. Like, they wanted to see when those back two legs sprouted. They wanted to see when the four legs come in. Like, they were just so into the process and seeing it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, John, as the principal, I imagine you hear a lot of the laughter and you see a lot of the students engaged when they're in the classroom. What's it been like watching these kids connect in the world of nature in a whole different way for you as the leader of Butler Catholic?
First and foremost, it is a visually rewarding experience for me, just to see the kids' reactions, to see their faces. And what we're offering to them is obviously unique, but it's super nurturing for both their minds, for the body, and their spirits as well. Spending time outdoors isn't just something enjoyable. It's necessary. It's something that we need to incorporate into our lives. Many researchers agree that, you know, the kids who play outside are happier. They're better at paying attention, less anxious when they're, you know, in a testing environment or anything like that. So generally just more full of life when they have that outdoor experience and spending time out there. Spending time in nature can build their confidence as well, and that's a big booster. When students are confident, they're able to push themselves a lot more. So nature provides countless opportunities as well for the students for discovery purposes, for creativity, problem solving, STEM education, which is, of course, a big thing for us now in the education world. Interacting with natural environments obviously will tend to allow students to learn by doing. So the biggest thing with that is that children are given the opportunity to think, to question, and then they can make hypotheses themselves and then work through that, which helps to develop an inquisitive mind. And that's a big thing. That's an extra component that we really want to push for students.
Instead of just sitting at a desk all day in the classroom, you know, working on a smart board or on their computer, here they're actually getting their hands dirty or working with the chickens or the tadpoles, and they're learning.
When you're in the garden, students are using fine motor skills constantly, and large, even other you're using all types of muscles when you're out there working in a garden. So it's an active learning space, not just in mentally, but in a physical sense as well.
Yeah. Raylan, you have a quote on the Butler Catholic Schools page in your bio that says, "The best place to find God is in a garden." I love that. The best place to find God in a garden. Tell us how the kids make this spiritual connection.
Yeah, for sure.
That's awesome.
So, you know, nature is a place where I think, and I know for me, the people go to see and feel and breathe God, right? Like, nature's a very, you go and you look at the ocean, or you're in the woods, or, well, our nature at school is our half-acre plot in the back. It is the place where we go to interact with nature, where we get our hands in the dirt, where we're really close to God, right? That is the place. And for us, that is our retreat. You know, and so I think nature's a really obvious place where people connect with God, and I get to have the kids out in the garden with our hands in the dirt, and it's pretty amazing. And we have all these little miracles, right? You have all the birds that come in and sing and get their seed, and all these little, you know, plants that sprout up from these seeds, right? Unless a grain of wheat shall fall upon the, right, you know? So it just is, it's just a place where miracles happen, so it feels really easy to be close to God there.
And now that we're in ordinary time, the next couple of weeks, we're going to be reading parables about the sower and the seed and how the little mustard seed with the kingdom of God grows. So how providential.
Yeah.
You plant a seed, love it, nurture it, and then you watch it grow and you blossom and grow into bigger and better things. And that's what a Catholic education does. You see these little munchkins come in and they're being loved and nurtured, and you're helping them not just in the classroom and the faith aspect, but also the environmental too, and watching them grow spiritually, physically, and emotionally too. Plus having the chickens there and the tadpoles too, watching them grow into bigger and better things. And Butler Catholic really is one of our shining schools to provide this little extraordinary outside of the classroom, so to speak. So what a tremendous, tremendous job you guys are doing there. So John Hazer, the principal of Butler Catholic School, and Raylan Harrison, the master gardener, thank you for being with us here this morning.
Father, thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
We'll be back in a moment here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and how providential that we just talked about Butler Catholic and their gardening, that this weekend in the Gospel of Mark, we hear the parable of the scattered seed and the mustard seed, and how these collection of parables or stories that Jesus teaches us, that it's a learning experience on what has been happening in the kingdom of God. So these parables teach the disciples and us that we need to be patient and to trust, and through the power of God, from a small, insignificant beginning of a little seed, the kingdom will grow into something bigger and better. And life calls all of us to be patient and to trust. And to grow in maturity is a job of a lifetime. We build relationships, and that trust takes time. So our job is to sow the seed and let God take care of the rest. So we are all co-workers in the vineyard and the work of God's hands, and also God's hands at work. So the little seed in the parables, just like Butler Catholic's garden, we watch that seed into blossom, into watch it grow. So as we're now in the ordinary time, right in the smack dab of the middle of the month of June in the summer season, as we tend to our gardens, always be mindful that God's kingdom continues to grow into bigger and better things. So thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus, and I want to thank Sam and Judy Spanos in the Diocese of Pittsburgh. And we'll be back in 2 weeks here on KDK Radio.